Live it hurts.
Good evening.
So I can talk. Okay. I'm sorry. Technical difficulties aside, we're going to start the show. Good evening, my brethren, sister, and seals. This is the Fish Fry on SCTV. It is Fish Friday, I mean Wednesday, and Spike, Glitch, and later, very hopefully, the Teller Like It Is Seal Hot Sauce will be with us. But first, I'm going to do my Bonk's apologies. My first apology, I am sorry for being inarticulate. I have heard that I am sometimes inarticulate, and in real life, I get that a lot. I'm a mumbler. Sorry about that. Second apology, I was in the shower the other day, and I realized, because I have very good shower thoughts, that I did not, in the first five episodes, make audibly not very many associations or references to the Enterprise that I inarticulately broadcast this show for, which is steelsclubhouse.com. What are we? We are an award-winning website. Which award, you ask? The Association of Worldwide Websites, top-ranked, still operational, quasi-independent addendum to a Bitcoin poker supersite. Yes, we actually won that this year. There was even a small ceremony in the Kingdom of Lesotho. I don't think that anybody went to it. But I didn't talk to Lucky Anarchist Pig. They might have gone. But I guess we'll get our reward in the mail. Anyway, while we're on the topic of awards, I don't like to brag, but the Society of Dichotomized Traits and Peculiarities gave me the Clumsiest Person in the World to Never Break a Bone 2009 award. And I'm also a finalist this year for the most agonizing sense of dread before a 27-person viewed radio casting award. And I feel like I'm probably going to win that. But they told me that since it's only episode 6, I might not be eligible. And it just occurred to me, number 3 apology, that I didn't introduce who I am. I am Bonks. And I had one more apology. Oh. The thousands of listeners tonight. In case you've never played at SWC Poker, that is the site that we are representing. We are the addendum to, and we did this because we think it's the best choice American poker players can get. And the only place that you know that you can trust the employees. So I don't want to drone on about like how we did our tracking and leaderboards and everything out of pocket because we merely felt a void and wanted to get we wanted to better things and ask for donations because we can only feel so comfortable doing that. But I do want you to I do want to ask you to tell your friends about it and get some internet love going for us because every game is here, the community is awesome, and we get referral money if you use our affiliate links. And once that money starts rolling in, I think we can unquestionably offer leaderboard prizes, and I think we will regardless, but it would help a ton. And this relates to my last apology, which is, why do I do this? Ultimately, I want more traffic to this site. Why? Because I'm back on Adderall, and I want to win money. So bring on the fishes. The apology having to do with the Adderall is that it also makes me like 10 times hornier than the standard bonk drive is. So for all past and in future extreme lewdness, I apologize. So that's all for the apologies, and it's Spite's turn now with Clubhouse news, and she is one of the ones that I do owe apologies to. So go ahead, Spite.
I think this could easily turn into the Bonks 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 weekly confessional, but I just want to say don't forget to register for the tournament starting at 10 Eastern. There's once again bounties on any of the clubhouse staff that are playing tonight. And all those bounties will be paid out after the tourney is done. Carlo can't play tonight, so he's decided to put his bounty on Hot Sauce, who is our very special guest later. So he was like, I can't play tonight, I'm so sad, but put my bounty on Hot Sauce. So there's an additional bounty on Hot Sauce tonight. And that's about it for Clubhouse News. Don't forget to register. And I think Bonks, you know, I'm notoriously not a good poker player. I tend to leave the poker talk up to the people who know what the hell they're talking about. So I'm going to let Bonks and Hot Sauce talk a little PLO.
Actually, I wanted to, one more thing, probably another apology, was that the Hall of Fame, we still haven't nominated another person. And that was because we received next to no submissions after the week that Potmo announced them. So I have gone ahead and I'm changing it a little bit. So I'm going to make it the three nominations, and we're gonna vote through the week, are Ender, Neorab, Crosby are the three nominations. And I'm going to put up a voting thing on the site. Those three guys, congratulations. You've been nominated. And next week we'll announce the winner. And then for every week after that, I'm going to round up about 10 players that I think deserve it. And I think longevity is a big thing. I don't want to dismiss anybody that had submitted the nominations. They're all good. I think everybody's going to get it at some point anyway. But yeah, it's Ender, Neorab, Crosby. All right. So Hot Sauce is our guest tonight, and he is on now. What's up, Hot Sauce?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Oh.
Hi, Hot Sauce.
What's up, dude?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, what's
yeah.
up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, I want to hear this breaking Bitcoin news. Let's hear it.
Spite's got some breaking Bitcoin well, you know, news.
there was talk earlier in chat on SWC Poker about some prostitution, and I thought it was really interesting today. You know, when Craigslist basically banned their kind of back page prostitution advertising. You know, they were basically pressured to stop advertising anyone who wanted to do prostitution or anything like that. And Backpage, which I believe is a European site, is now accepting Bitcoin as payment for prostitution ads. And that, to me, brings up an interesting thing. First of all, I think prostitution, of course, is going to happen whether it's sanctioned or not. But the fact that they're now taking Bitcoin payments, I think, is really interesting. I mean, it's definitely one of those catalyzing events. It's one of those things that people who don't want Bitcoin to be a thing they'll use it as an example and say, oh, it's like, you know, people can buy drugs, people can yeah. rent a prostitute for the night. And then yeah. people who are advocators of Bitcoin or who just like the freedom to do whatever they want with their own money. It begs an interesting question. It's definitely going to be one of those catalyzing things, and I just thought it was really interesting. So maybe I would ask the first question of Hot Sauce, which is, have you ever paid BTC for a prostitute?
Oh God, no! Oh, never. I would never pay for sex. But it's funny that actually we were talking about that earlier in the chat room. It's funny you said that. I can just imagine some pimp like, bitch, where's my Bitcoin at? You know, instead of like, where's my money?
Nice.
No, I've never, you know, been to Vegas or been to, I mean, I've been to Vegas. I've never done that in Vegas, I should say. And I've never been to Amsterdam, of course, but.
No prostitutes at all?
None, man, none. Never, I mean, I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm like ugly or anything, but, well, you know, never had any problem.
I missed this chat earlier, so I didn't know about this, but I too have never paid for sex, but I'm like 100% down for it. especially with Bitcoin, especially if I'm winning at the big O tables. If I go on a run, then I see no reason not to. What?
So the ladies are just lining up. You're winning big at the tables, and the ladies are just waiting for you to be done.
Hey, she's like, wait, I'm waiting for the confirm. Hold on, I gotta wait 10 minutes before.
Hot Sauce, how did you find Bitcoin?
Oh, actually, that's a good story. I was driving and listening to NPR one day, and I heard a story about Bitcoin. I'd never heard of it. What the hell is this? So I looked it up. And of course, like, I started doing like Bitcoin faucets and stupid shit like that. But I stumbled across Seals with Clubs one day, like doing a search. And I think I was on like Bovada at the time. And I was like, man, I should try this site. But I didn't know how to deposit, of course. So then I, you know, figured out Coinbase and everything. It kind of took me a while to like get on the Bitcoin bandwagon. You know, I was like really late to the show. Uh-huh. I think I got into it around like $700 or something retarded. But it was, I got in like the horrible time. But I mean, I didn't really like, I think I bought like one Bitcoin my first time and just to like try it out. And that was the first time I ever deposited on the site, was I bought like one Bitcoin, like, 2 years ago.
So were you buying Bitcoin because you wanted to play poker as a US poker player, or were you buying Bitcoin because you liked the technology and thought it was cool?
You know what? I've never used Bitcoin for anything else other than poker. I know that sounds stupid, but I never used it for anything else but poker. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people have definitely gotten involved at SWC because they came in through being an advocate of Bitcoin and just like the idea. Some people got there because they were like, oh no, I can't play poker in the US anymore. How do I keep playing poker? You know?
Well, I didn't really like Bovada. Bovada is a terrible option in my opinion. Like I just don't like it. I don't like the whole like anonymous names, the whole number thing. Like that's just really shady in my opinion. Like you don't know if people are bots or not. And yeah, like I definitely encountered bots on Bovada, like no joke. Like there was this one time I was playing a bot for like 5 hours straight, and it was calling every single all in for some reason. It had like a flaw in the programming, and I milked it for like 100 chips. I milked it for like 100 chips that night. It was pretty funny, but I knew it wasn't a person because it wasn't talking back, and it was making the dumbest calls every single time, and it was making some really weird, like just not person like moves, you know. So yeah, I really stopped playing on Bovada after that. I was like, yeah, this place is infiltrated with bots. And yeah, man, it's just bad news.
I had never played any poker after Black Friday, aside from Seals, because it's not legal in New York. Or it's not available. I can't even do it. Where did you start online? Did you start live? What is your poker background?
That's funny. I started playing poker when I was 21. My sister was like, hey, come to the bar and play with me. And I just went to go drink, actually.
You there?
I
close out and come back if you can, and I'll tell my story of how I got into Bitcoin. And hopefully you'll come back. I got into Bitcoin not because... And I got into Bitcoin before poker, Bitcoin poker, because I was desperate to try LSD, and I had read about what was the original? I can't think of the name. I can't remember the name. What is it?
Silk Road?
Yes, the Silk Road. I had read about the Silk Road, and then after finding out about the Silk Road, I had read an article in the New Yorker about Bitcoin. So I put... one and one together, and it's like maybe I can buy LSD this way, because I couldn't find it locally. There was just I had never heard of somebody selling LSD, so I bought some Bitcoin, got onto Silk Road, successfully bought some lovely LSD from Poland, I want to say, and shortly thereafter, Silk Road was closed down. I think it was like 3 or 4 months after that, but. I got in right before. I had known MyCon the whole time, and I knew he was at advertising the original iteration of the site. You there, Hot Sauce?
Okay, I'm back.
Yay! All right, cool.
Here we go.
I'll finish the story.
I told you it's that dial-up internet, you guys. The AOL, it's killing me.
Don't worry about it. It's so I'm just gonna finish my story. It I went. Where was I? Okay, so Mike and I had heard about, and I looked him up, and I was like, I remember there was a Bitcoin site. There's something, because I have some extra. The LSD was a lot cheaper than I thought it was, and what can I do here? And then I found SWC, and the very first day I played, I was asking questions, and people helped me out. I thought the community was cool, and I just kept playing, and it was like that for a year and a half, I want to say. 2 years. I think I'm close to 2 years. So anyway, back to you, Hot Sauce.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, I told you guys, I got that, you know, all those leftover AOL CDs, you know, stacked up. I just using all those free minutes on them. You know, free internet from the 90s. Okay, so let's talk some Big O, man. Big O, it's the most popular, most fun game on Steals right now.
Oh, you were talking about Bovada, that's right.
What?
And I had asked you, we can talk about Big O, too. How long have you played Big O?
I've been playing for about 6 years.
Seriously? Big O?
Yeah. Oh, wow. No, not Big O.
Okay. Yeah, what...
Nobody, this is the only site that I've ever seen plays Big O. I've been playing PLO for like 6 years. It's pretty much the same thing, just add an extra card in there.
Is that the game you started
with? No, I started as a no limit holder. I really started as a tournament player, just playing in like those free rolls at the bar, you know, and I was making, you know, like $30 gift certificates and like $20 gift certificates just for free, you know, and then I really turned that into like something that's pretty good at it. And I was, all these other guys, they were just there to drink and have fun. And I was the only one that was taking it serious, you know, and I started winning a lot. But I started to be like, you know, this could really turn into something. So I started playing a lot more and became a real passion of mine, you know.
Would you consider yourself more an attorney or a live or an online player?
I am definitely an online player more. I do have my fair share of, you know, tourney experience and cash games and all that, but I prefer online just because it's so much faster and you can kind of do what you want and bounce around and there's more game variety and you don't have to like wait in line with a bunch of old guys. No offense to you old guys that are out there playing poker, of course, but you know, it's just, I don't want to, you know, sit there and wait on a waiting list when there's only one table open, you know, and I could just go online and open up my own table, you know? And I guess it just really goes back to like being impatient and also like my generation is all about technology and we all want to be on the internet and plus we can chat. It's more like a social thing too, you know what I mean? We got our friends on there all over the world. It's not really so much about poker. You notice a lot of people on Steals don't even go there for the poker anymore. They just go there for the chat room.
I think I've seen a few times that you want to go live.
Want to go,
right?
But yeah, it'll be like first place will be like $2,000 or something for like a $60, $70 buy-in.
And how is that going?
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty soft field. These guys they're not that good, man. Honestly, playing online really trains you to be like a grill of the players. Okay.
No, you know what? I think you're fine.
All right. Here, I'm turning the volume down even more.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're fine.
There we go. Am I echoing still or what?
No, you're fine, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Big O.
No, I don't have Twitch.
Yeah. How long have you been playing that?
Yeah. Really, I've only been playing Big O since I've been playing Seals. So, I mean, since they've introduced it, you know. And I've been on Seals for about 2 years, probably.
What's your impression?
But yeah, man, it's a game out there. It's a lot of action. You know, you get all the fish playing that game because it's the most action.
I play that game. You calling me a fish?
You get all the big name dudes, all the high rollers want to play that game. You know, because it's the most fun. fun. It's not boring at all.
What do you have a general strategy? Because I wrote an article on the site and it kind of divulges my general strategy. Do you have one?
Okay, yes, I have some very good strategies, especially for some newbie players, you know, or people that have never played Big O before. And I'm not going to give away too much, but basically it boils down to this. Like there's the basic, like what I call the ace deuce strategy, or like the ace two, where you just basically bet every time you have ace two or ace two three or something low like that, you bet it like you have aces. You know what I mean? That like it's the nuts. And so that's what I call the ace two strategy. A lot of players will play like that. Like you'll see, I don't know if I should get into specific names, but you'll see a lot of the high roller players play like that. And a lot of the old school people that play that game primarily, they'll play like that.
Is this Big O or Big O
8? Big O 8, obviously. Big O 8, not just Big O High, obviously. So, oh,
okay.
And then the counter style to that actually would be like what I call like a 2-3 or a 2-3-4, which is actually pretty interesting, you know. You get people calling huge preflop raises with like just a 2-3 and like maybe a pair. You know, like say you have like king, king, 2-3, whatever, queen, you know?
Yeah.
People calling, you know, the other guy has like ace, deuce, or ace, ace. And if an ace flops, he's going to bet it like it's the nuts because he has like trip aces, you know? But you've got the nut low. And that's what I've seen a lot happening, you know?
I think it's pretty easy to tell who has ace two, and against them, I would always throw out the ace three, ace four, or 2-3, 2-4, 2-4, 5. Those hands, just because you know if the ace or deuce hits, they're a card short of their low, and they kind of make it evident. I've noticed at least. But I am a Big O High specialist.
Flop an ace and a deuce, they're going to bet it. When really they should not be betting that spot, you know?
Oh, okay. So Yep, I'm Naked is explaining to me that Big O 8.
Oh, you prefer Big O High only?
Is commonly known as Big O. And so I have been referring to it incorrectly for the longest time. Which, that's funny. Yeah, I'm a Big O High specialist. I've seen you at the tables a few times. Do you play that game at all? And are you there?
See, that game, okay, so that kind of goes back to, yeah, I'll play it. Like, I play every game just to, you know, keep me on my toes.
I'm sorry?
All right, we're having technical difficulties, guys. One second.
I'm drinking chartreuse tonight, and it is tasty.
I'm so glad it's tasty. So apparently, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I'm hoping that the person that we lost before is able to come back. But one of the things I really was interested in talking to Hot Sauce about, because you know I'm not the poker expert, but my first job that I ever had, I think I was 14 years old, and I lied about my age so that I could get a job as a waitress. And Hot Sauce is he's a waiter of tables, and my thing is I'm terrible at it. Like I crashed and burned so badly my first day. I think I might have burst into tears back in the kitchen, and I was like, I don't want to go back out there. But what sort of saved me is at the end of the day, the owner of the restaurant, it was this totally seedy, cheesy Italian restaurant that was way overpriced, but it was like the only one in town. And so it was kind of the only gig going. And The owner, you know, trying to be very caring and comforting, put his arm around me and said, come back to the office. Let's talk about this. And I went back into the, back into his office. And then he proceeded to lock the door and like chase me around the desk for a solid 3 minutes. So I was able to be like, fuck this. I'm never waiting tables again. And that probably saved me a whole lot of aggravation and I don't know, like people making fun of me for being a terrible waitress. But, I wanted to ask him about waiting tables.
You can ask me. I'm actually a waiter right now. And a terrible one.
Why were you terrible? I was like, you know how when you walk into a restaurant and you sit down at the table and there's like eight of you there and the wait staff like comes over and they're like, okay, what does everyone want to drink? And they don't write anything down. Yeah. Or they come and they take your order and they're like, okay, and what would you like? And there's all these really specific requirements for their meals. Like, oh, I want that burger, but no mustard and extra onions sauteed. What, you know, like just pain in the ass customers. And the person writes absolutely nothing down and they still get everything perfect. Like, I don't know how people do that. I do not know how people do that.
Somebody is playing a different site in the background. That's what I heard.
Okay, so I just wanted to shout out to people to say it's now 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our tournament has started. We're going to actually go to a 3 minute delay now. And I'm going to let Glit. Oh, we're not. Okay.
We're just going to broadcast live commentary.
Okay. Then everyone sign up for the Fish Fry Tournament. I'll see you in it. And any of the clubhouse staff, come and get our bounties.
Yeah, we're bounties.
Sorry about the technical difficulty this evening, but still it was fun. And Hot Sauce, I hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it. That was fun.